There are observant women who are in business. There are observant women who are CEOs of corporations. There are observant women who are on the boards of major corporations. Some of these women started a small business and then this business grew. Others have made it up the chain of command of a large corporation. You have women who work in large firms in Manhattan and so on and so forth. So now, it's definitely possible. I know many women like this. I know Jewish observant women who are judges. We have Baltimore City judge, Karen Friedman. We have plenty, I don't even know how many, women lawyers, women doctors, Orthodox women scientists. Head of cybersecurity NSA is an Orthodox woman, Neuberger. So you have plenty of observant women who have very high positions. Plenty. Now, is it more difficult for an observant person of any gender to have a big position somewhere? Well, yes. Why? Because of restrictions of Shabbos and kosher and everything else. A non-observant person can do his work 7 days a week if he wants, and he could eat whatever he wants. We work only 6 days a week, and if there's a non-kosher party, I'm not going to be invited. There's a Jewish observant businessman who I know, who is a pretty big name in real estate here. He says that one of his business partners throws a party for all of his acquaintances and business connections once a year. And he says, I used to go there every year. This year, sorry, I'm not going there. Why? Because this year he's throwing a party in a strip club. So yes, there are restrictions that Jewish religious life is placing on people. Does it mean that makes it impossible? For sure not. But what is the whole idea? It is for an observant person of any gender, a man or a woman, it is harder to be out there in a big world because of all of these restrictions that we mentioned. Shabbos, kosher, Jewish holidays, and everything else. It's true. It's harder. But that's the whole point. In life, there are two parts. The content and the form. Kabbalah speaks a lot about the world in terms of the relationship between the content and the form. There's content and form everywhere. Let's say in a book, the cover of the book, the jacket of the book is the form, and the pages inside is the content. But then you could look at it on a deeper level, that the pages are the form, but the words which are typed on the pages is the content. But then you could look at it on a deeper level. You could say that content is the idea which is expressed in these words, and the words that the idea is expressed with is the form. But then you could say, one second, this book is a very thick book. This book has one main thought that it's trying to convey. So this one main thought is the content, and how this main thought is dressed in the rest of information is the form. So you see, there are many levels of form and content. And Kabbalah is explaining pretty much the relationship between everything in the world through the correlation of form and content that we could see everywhere. When I'm getting dressed, then my body is the content and my suit is the form. When I am making an appliance, then the working parts are the content, the box that it's housed in, the body is the form, and so on and so forth. Or you could look at this appliance in a different way. You could say that the energy, the electricity that's coming into it is the content, and the mechanism of it is the form. So in our lives, there is also a relationship between content and the form. And just like with the example of the book that we said, I can look at it on many different levels. If I am going to ask you, why are you here on the planet? What are you doing here? No matter what you are going to answer, whatever your answer is going to be, whether you are here to save the planet from global warming, or you are here to raise your family and establish life for your kids, whether you are here to serve God or you are here to build communism. Whatever it is, whatever your answer is going to be, that's going to be content. Everything else is a form. How are you doing it? How are you raising your kids? How are you saving the planet? How are you building communism? Well, I hope you're not, but everything else is a form. Now, interestingly enough, there is always going to be a friction between content and the form. There is always going to be a contradiction between them. Why? Because if I have a cup with water inside, and then obviously the water is the content and the cup is the form, then water is putting pressure on the cup, and cup is putting with its wall pressure on water. If not for the cup, the water would spill all over the table. So there is a discomfort that the water is feeling because of the cup. Guess what? There's a discomfort that the cup is feeling because of the water also. So there is always friction because the content and the form are always going to be pulling in different direction. This is why when I'm writing a book, one of the famous people said, if you will give me an hour to prepare, I'll speak for 5 minutes. If you'll give me 5 minutes to prepare, I'll speak for an hour. It is always easier to speak for longer because you are given more chances to express yourself. It is much easier to write a huge book than to express the same thought in a small book. So the size of the book, which is the form, which is always trying to be smaller, is at odds with the content of the book, which is always trying to expand itself. There is always a friction between the content and the form. So the Torah is telling us that in our lives, we also have the form of the content. Our mission in life is not to build communism and not to discover aliens on different planets. Our mission in life is to bring godliness into this world. This is our content. Now, if we would want to bring godliness to spiritual realms, we would have no friction there. We would have no problems and no obstacles on the way of achieving this goal. Why? Because spirituality welcomes godliness. But guess what? But there, it's not needed. It's the same thing as having water spilling all over the place because over there, there's no content. Because the physical world is the form and spirituality is the content. We need to bring spirituality, godliness, into this physical world. So now, are they going to be at odds with each other? 100%. If they would not be at odds with each other, we would not be given this mission. It's very easy to be a spiritual person if you live in spiritual realms. It's very easy to be a completely physical person if you are living in a physical realm. But it's just like it's very easy to have water spilling all over, or it's very easy to have an empty cup. The whole point is to have the water inside the cup. So in other words, you need to pour water inside the cup, and the cup won't like it because it puts pressure on it. And the water won't like it because the cup is restricting it. But that's the whole point. The point is to put content inside the form, the vessel. So going back to having an observant lifestyle in a larger world, that's the point. It's very easy to have an observant lifestyle if you live in a fully observant society and there's no any contradiction between you and everybody else around. It's very easy. It's also very easy to live a completely physical lifestyle in a physical world. It's very easy to work 7 days a week and eat whatever you want and do whatever you want whenever you want. It's very easy, but that's not the point. The point is to bring spirituality into the physical world. And for this, we have to be observing Jewish laws while living in this larger world. Is it going to create a friction? 100% it will. But any relationship between a form and a content is going to create a friction. We should not be afraid of this friction, but we should utilize it. You know why? Because friction creates heat. Friction creates energy. And that's the whole point. We are here to create warmth and energy.